Tuesday, January 17th, adds up to a 16. So again, we have two numbers that follow each other. 16 is a 7, echoing our 7 universal year in 2023. And 17 reduces to 8, echoing January's 8 universal month. So we have a doubling up of both the 7 and 8 today. So this means that not only can you manifest very rapidly, but you have the inspiration to fuel the manifestation through the number 7. And that means that January's 8 universal month, the immortality number 17, the infinity number 8, the eternal life and leaving behind a legacy is absolutely merged into incredible intuitive downloads, awakenings. And it really means that you fully embrace that you are an eternal spiritual being of light. Now, leadership that arises from divinity is God-like courage. It reminds you that you are a creator and that you have creator energy in you. That's what you're made from. So today's code helps you to feel abundant, for example. It helps you feel that you are an eternal soul, that you can accept that easily, and that gives you tremendous courage. And your intuition being so clear allows you to yield wonderful opportunities to step up and manifest magnificent results. Now, to echo this theme, the moon is sextile Pluto today. The moon, our heart, our feelings, sextile Pluto, the very powerful, reveal the unseen planet. And that means very psychically connected. So you definitely are coming to grips with something that you haven't seen before. And it's going to be very harmonious. A sextile means that you will receive blessings with whatever it is you discover. You may change something in your lifestyle or look at a habit more closely. You know, Pluto rules the underground, including plumbing, so clearing up anything is very much favored. In the same way, you can get to the bottom of any mysterious topic or secrets by diving into the core, seeing the truth. Both Pluto and the moon are very much about enhancing your intuition. So you want to trust what comes up as you're guided to accept and embrace what you may not have been aware of until now. On the 18th of January, on Wednesday, we have a 17 universal date. And the number 18 very much is about sleep, rest, healing. And so you want to get some extra rest today if you can. The number 17 is about leadership and energy and manifestation. So as you take time to relax, your courage will replenish. You in turn will soar. And because we have a double 8 code activated by virtue of January's 8 universal month and 17 reduced to 8, there is a lot of powerful energy that speaks to overcoming obstacles and gaining strength as a result. So you're discovering the true meaning of living a life with loving authority. You're focusing on abundance, compassion, culminations, completion, and you're opening your heart to endless prosperity, endless love. Now, Mercury stations direct in Capricorn today at 8 degrees, 8 minutes. So not only do we have a double 8 code in the numerology, we have a double 8 numbers code in the astrology. So that really picks up the energy, of course, of leadership, of taking control of your life, taking ownership of everything you do, and really allowing Capricorn, which is where Mercury is, Capricorn is the sign that governs your career, allowing Capricorn to flourish in your life. So you can really focus on strength and leadership and courage and abundance. So be prepared for some unexpected shifts that set you free on a path to spirituality and honoring your divine mission. Remember to keep releasing old patterns as Mercury completes its long sojourn in Capricorn over the next month. On Thursday, the 19th of January, we have an 18 universal date. So that's 9 and 1, unconditional love, and the Prince of Heaven number, which is 19. Prince of Heaven refers to the sun, our star. So this is a beautiful shift day. It bridges endings, it bridges beginnings. It's so beautiful in terms of just taking control of every moment of your life. So you're going to experience a fresh new lease on life as you allow what is uplifting to inspire your decisions. The number 19 is, because it is representative of the sun, it is literally about bringing light to things, lightening up your life, enlightening you, delighting you. So it's a wonderful day of abundance and love. And in the heavens, the moon is sextile to Saturn, which means you take your feelings seriously. You feel responsible for your total well-being. You have a much more sense of self-control. A sense of duty comes naturally today. It's a wonderful day to work alone or take some alone time. Emotional commitment is heightened. Your feelings are understood at a level that brings wonderful clarity. And you feel more protective, too, of your loved ones. You share practical encouragement and nourishment with others and, of course, with yourself. Friday the 20th. What a beautiful day this is. We have the 20 and we have a 10 universal date. So two numbers with zeros. Zero brings divine protection. And that means that today is especially divinely protected and that the manifestation is through the roof because of the number 10, the instant manifestation number. And 20 brings that sense of balance. It reminds you how important intimate connections are, friendships, colleagues. You just feel very sensitive, you feel tender, and you have the courage to share your heart with others. Forgiveness and love create new paths for creativity to flow. The moon is square to Chiron today, which means healing through love is very much enhanced. It's a wonderful day for therapy, if you feel the call to get some therapy, and that would mean anything from massage to emotional connection, to cranial sacral, Reiki, anything to keep you energetically in balance. Don't be so hard on yourself and engage in loving conversations. Your inner spirituality is awakening, and that's going to require your full attention at this time. And now we've arrived at the second lunation of the month, and that is the new moon at 1 degrees Aquarius. Now, it happens on a date that is very special. The 21st echoes our 21st century of truth and joy. And the date adds up to 11, which is, of course, the master number of psychic ability and being present and being a teacher. So being quiet and in a place of serenity is going to unveil deep insights that are going to lead you to the truth of a situation. As the truth unfolds, you enter the womb of peace. Now, relationships are magnified today, and so is your natural urge to feel happy. Smile at everyone and smile into all situations. That's your inner smile. Conflicts are mended when you enter a connection with creativity. Express yourself fully today. You'll stay consciously connected with Source. This is very important. 21 reduces to 3, and 11 and 3 are highly creative numbers. They want you to express, to share, and whether that is on your own, sharing through writing, through music, in any capacity, or in the midst of others is up to you, but allow your words, your music to be expressed with peace and calmness today. And that sets the stage then for the new moon at 1 degrees Aquarius. Remember, it's an 11 universal date, so there's a lot of new beginnings energy in addition to the fact that it is a new moon, which always brings fresh starts. So head on over to our first part of the Premium Wealth Forecast where I covered the new moon in Aquarius, It is a powerful lunation with the moon and sun conjunct Pluto. Pluto is one of the planets of the year undergoing major shifts. And also the sun and moon are trine to Mars and sextile to Jupiter. So it's a really feel-good moon, very lovely energy with all these lovely connections between planets. On Sunday, the 22nd of January, we have a 12-3 universal date. And 12 is the eternal student. It's about growth, self-growth. 22 is the architect of peace number. So there's a wonderful day. It happens to be a Sunday to sleep, to allow serenity and research to guide you through the day, to create a plan of action that allows you to implement your creative ideas, be meticulous and open, to receive new high vibrational guidelines. Your imagination is fueled by a sense of calm and steady work. You can manifest great results, especially when your heart is filled with joy. Clear away what is not useful anymore to uncover a gift that inspires happiness. The Venus is conjunct Saturn on the 22nd. I always love this transit because it brings home taking seriously what you value, taking love seriously, taking financial flow and abundance seriously, taking what gives you pleasure seriously, and taking beauty seriously, and what's not to like about all of those things. So you want to learn to meet your emotional needs, and then you will be centered as you then nurture and understand others. So this is also about allowing your intimate relationships to take on a more dedicated tone, so you feel that sense of engagement and commitment in the other person. Any healthy relationship will bring a closeness that results in deeper commitment. On the 23rd of January, this is a powerful first of 12 days in 2023 that also resonates to 23. 23 is the royal star of the lion number, so that makes this day especially potent with two 23s. The lion is the strongest animal in the animal kingdom, and so there is just incredible freedom from restriction. It's a 13 universal date, so that also brings a changeable energy and openness and merging responsibility and risk. So taking responsibility for your life and taking risks that allow you to feel a sense of creating your own reality. You want to communicate with clarity and experience a surge of confidence today. Be the intrepid explorer. Security and freedom are one and the same when you follow your bliss. The moon is conjunct Venus today, and that means feelings of love infuse your day. You're expressive, you're more creative, you crave beauty. Focus on how to create financial flow today. It is a beautiful day to just get intuitive ideas about enhancing abundance and financial flow. Your heart is uplifted by beautiful music. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. You have a desire for affection. You feel tender and social. Relationships get a boost. You feel relaxed. And you have good judgment on how to enhance your surroundings and make them beautiful and pleasurable for you.